Blog
well,
Talk
good morning.
Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Laborers for Christ Word Life Center 4th Prayer Watch Summit. We will come together for the April prayer focus, united in the mandate of the 4th Prayer Watch, a prayer summit purpose to bring out the power of the body of Christ into oneness. We gather on assignment as watchmen to carry out our duties to watch and to pray. There are 8 watches, each with its own pattern of spiritual activity that is revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. We will present scripture references for each day. In the month of April, we are commanding breakthroughs by speaking God's word. Job 22:28, we will decree a thing and it will be established for you, and the light will shine in all your ways.
people of God, people of God. God is calling us to prepare. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare in watches. Wake up the watchman. The prayer watch is a specific time of the day or night to pray the purpose and the plan of God. It is the time to pray for us and our families, our church, our nation, and our country, and our world. For God's judgment and interception of Satan's diabolical plans, the Holy Spirit will direct our prayers if we allow him to, so that we can pray the mind and will of God. In this sense, we act as a watchman in God's kingdom. What is a watchman? In the Bible times, men were posted on the city wall day and night to watch who came into the city, and more importantly, to watch for the approaching enemy army invasion. In scriptures it says, on your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen all the day and all the night. They shall never be silent. Isaiah 62:6. When the watchmen, as they were called, saw an enemy coming, they shouted an alarm, usually by blowing the trumpet, to warn the town to prepare for war. If the watchmen failed to warn the town, God made them responsible for the invasion. If the watchmen did their job but were ignored by the people, God did not hold the watchmen responsible. Ezekiel 33:1-6. God sets believers in Jesus Christ in the position as watchmen. We are to be watching for Satan's activity in our lives, in the lives of our family, our church, our city, our community, our schools, and our nation, and in the world. When we see a potential threat, we sound the alarm in prayer to God. The Holy Spirit will direct us on how to pray, according to Romans 8:26, which helps us to know that God will hear our prayers and will thwart the attacks of the enemy.
Amen, amen, amen. This fourth prayer watch from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. has several focuses. The first focus, this is a time for special divine judgment. This is the last watch of the night. The fourth watch is always important because it is the last lap of the night race. It is when Israel was released from Egypt. This is the time when the satanic agents who went out to perform the activities are returning back to their bases. This is the time the evil and his cohorts are running back home so that they are not caught. This is the time to release judgment on the wicked who remain stiff-necked after many warnings and rebukes in line with Proverbs 29:1. This is the time that every enemy chariot would have their wheels removed, Exodus 14:24-28, and all of their plans, programs, and policies will fail. This is the time, this is the period to release the manifestation of the full intensity of the day spring, shaking out the wicked, Job 38:12-13, and Isaiah 17:14, proclaiming before the morning. We would like to open up the lines for prayer right now. For those who would like to pray, amen. So we'll get those lines open, and we do just ask, amen, that as the Spirit leads you, you will begin to make intercession.
We will let the first prayer focus be, ask God to trouble your enemies during this time. When you sense the Lord's presence, ask him to cause your enemy to go into confusion. Look out of Exodus 14 and 24. Ask God to trouble your enemies during this time. When you sense the Lord's presence, ask him to cause your enemy to go into confusion.
Amen. So, Father God, we come, Father God, and we thank you. We lift you up and we exalt your most holy and righteous name, Father God. We come with this prayer watch, lifting it up before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would know your presence, that we would, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that even in your presence, Father God, no evil can dwell or be, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, first we pray, Father God, that you would cleanse us of our sins and of righteousness, and let not presumptuous sin have dominion or rule over us, Father God. We pray, Father God, that we will be able to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that our flesh will be crucified so that we may stand and make intercession, Father God, before you. And as Jesus makes great intercession on our behalf, Father God, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that as we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and we enter into your courts with praise, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that as we enter into your presence, our enemies must and shall be scattered. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you would arise, Father God, that you would arise over everything in our lives, Father God, that you would take reign and rule, that we would lift you up and we would exalt you, Father God, causing the enemy to scatter seven different ways, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we exalt you and we praise your most holy and righteous name, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that as you arise, Father God, is your truth and the very essence of you are arise and fills us, Father God, fills our atmosphere and the places that we are, Father God. Thank you that no evil can dwell there in the presence, God. So we thank you, Father God, for your glory and for your presence that will remain in that place, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We cast out, Father God, the spirit of the false spirit of truth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we release your truth, Father God. We release who you are, Father God, and everywhere and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that, Father God, it will represent your holiness and your righteousness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we glorify you and we honor you. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that as your presence is there, Father God, thank you, Father God, that no evil can dwell in your presence, Father God. So we glorify you. We repent, Father God, so that we may be pure and clean and be able to stand before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father God, that as we speak, Father God, our words, Father God, you are releasing to us what to pray during this time and during these hours, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that our prayers, that we thank you, Father God, that we would be counted as your righteous, Father God. And so we pray with the spirit of expectation, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for prayers that will avail, that will reach your throne, Father God. Thank you, Father God, and your word in 2 Chronicles, Father God, that says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then will you hear from heaven and you'll forgive our sins and you'll heal our lands. And thank you, Father God, that then will the prayers that are offered up in this place, Father God, your ear and your heart will be attentive to, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God. We pray, Father God, we pray that you'll forgive us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for the healing of our lands, for the manifestation of the prayers that are being released, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you won't let them fall on soil, Father God, that won't produce a harvest, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But thank you that wherever your word is, wherever your truth is, Father God, wherever your presence is, it produces fruit like in of itself, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for right fruit. We thank you, Father God, for prayers that will manifest, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you've given us this opportunity. We found favor with you, Father God, to be intercessors in this fourth watch, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with these prayer focuses, Father God, on behalf of the kingdom, on behalf of the body of Christ, Father God, on behalf of leaders, Father God, for a shifting and a shaking and the atmosphere moving, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, and we glorify you that you change the guards, Father God, and so we thank you, Father God, that we will be attentive, Father God, that we will stand on the wall, that we won't grow weary, Father God. Thank you that you'll strengthen our legs and our arms, Father God, that we will be armored up to do that which you have called us to do, Father God, in this time, Father Father God, in this time together, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we are as fitly joined together, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we do this until, Father God, until, Father God. We thank you. We count it as a pleasure and a privilege to do this, to be made prayer until, Father God, you have called silence and a period of worship, Father God, unto you. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you. We honor you and we glorify you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen, amen. And the word says to decree and to declare God's word. He will hear and he will answer. Matthew 24:42-44. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming, and an hour you know not of. Matthew 26:38. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry here and watch with me. Matthew 14:25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26:41. We are called to watch. Mark 13:7. And I say unto you, I say unto all, to watch. Watch therefore and remember that for 3 years Christ did not cease to warn everyone day and night with tears. Watch, therefore. But cause the enemy to be scattered, to be confused.
So, God, we speak to every enemy of our destiny, Father God, to now, as we decree and as we declare in this fourth watch from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., God. So we speak it now, Father God, with the power of the blood of Jesus. We speak it now that every enemy to our destiny, to the destiny, to the body of Christ, to our families, to our purpose, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cause it to be scattered, to be confused, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that your word says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be utterly condemned, Father God. So we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that every enemy to our destiny will be condemned, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you have spoken to the root of it, Father God. You've commanded us to speak to the very root of the thing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it must be condemned, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that it will not prosper, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that it must scatter, it must leave, it must flee. It can no longer stand a presence. It can form, but it can no longer be in our presence, Father God. And so we thank you because we found ourselves hidden in you, Father God. And so we glorify you, Father God. We worship you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a scattering of our enemies, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we would not be enemies to our destiny, Father God, to the destiny in which you've given us and which you've spoken over us, which you've written, Father God. Thank you that you, as you are the author and the finisher of our faith, we thank you that we would not be enemies of our destiny, of the destiny of the kingdom of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus, of the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, Father God, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen, amen. And the lines are open for prayer. The lines are open for prayer. And a time to declare the word of God. A time for deliverance, according to Exodus 12 and Exodus 14. A time of deliverance to rise and to shine, for the resurrection power to be manifested through the body of Christ. The lines are open. You are encouraged to just come forth in prayer.
Prayer and as well as reading scripture and the word of God in this hour pertinent to this one.
Amen. And to make a declaration. declaration for deliverance and for resurrection power. Come forth to the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare your word over our lives, over the lives of the church, over the lives of your people everywhere, over the lives, oh God, of those who serve thee. We declare deliverance from satanic bondage. All that Satan has designed to sabotage us and our family and our church is hereby declared illegal, inoperative, and of no effect. I declare that the resurrection life of Jesus Christ has given us new strength and hope for our new future and our present life. Now in the name of Jesus, as night comes and gives way to daylight, we command our morning. Let your glory rise and shine through us. We cancel any plans the enemy has designed against us. As Jesus walked on the water to save the disciples, so angelic protection over us and our family and our church and our nation throughout this day. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your faithfulness to us today. Fill us in the morning with your love, and we will rejoice and sing to you all our lives. The fourth prayer watch. Amen. Amen. We have callers. We encourage you to just come through in prayer. You are live on the line. Take your phones off speaker, off mute, put it on speaker, and come forth. Come forth in prayer. The lines are open. Our next scripture will come out of Genesis 22, focusing on verse 3. Genesis 22, focusing on verse 3. Minister Pat, can you bring that scripture to us?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Genesis 22. All right. Genesis 22:3 reads, early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about.
Amen. 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 So now we'll take that. That is our fourth day prayer focus, but that was prepared. And if you would like this prayer focus, we do encourage you to just look at the email that is sent out and join us in this 30-day prayer focus. And during this verse, we would like to ask the Lord to show us how to meet him in the midst of our faith being tested and watch for him to reveal himself to us as Jehovah Jireh. Amen. We are excited because, again, this Genesis 22, focusing on verse 3, and we are asking the Lord to show us how to meet him in the midst of our faith being tested. Watch him to reveal himself as Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Evangelist, are you on the line? Elder, are you on the line? We're gathering for prayer and prayer participation so that in unity we go forth in a oneness that brings the power of heaven down to earth. As we pray, we are calling down heaven on earth as it is in heaven. His will.
So, God, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for being our provider, God. We seek you not for material things, but we thank you that you're a provider of every resource we need. Thank you that you're a provider to us, Father God. If anything we ask, Father God, we thank you that you will provide for us in knowledge and in wisdom, Father God, and understanding, Father God. We seek you as our provider, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You provided a way of escape, Father God. You provided the Son, the blood of your Son, Jesus, to be shed on the cross for our sins, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you provided us with this opportunity, God. We seek you as our provider, Father God. We pray in this day, Father God, on April 4th, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As we go forth, Father God, we thank you that you would show yourselves as Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would meet you in our time of being our faith being tested. Thank you, Father God, that you have already spoken to the end of our test, that we were already victorious, Father God, that we've already passed the test, Father God. You've already provided a comfort and a wisdom and a knowledge and an understanding and knowing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that at the end we are victorious and we win, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for every way of escape you're providing to someone in this hour, Father God, in this time, in this very moment, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you provide them, Father God. Thank you that you've not given us the spirit of fear, but thank you that you provided with us and you cloaked and adorned us with love, peace, and of a sound mind, Father God. So we pray right now, Father God, that as we are one body, fitly joined together, Father God, that we will release in this time intercession, Father God, that will reach your throne, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we praise you, Father God, and we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, oh God.
Amen.
We thank you for this time that your saints will rise and shine, according to Isaiah 60, 1 through 5. Isaiah 60, 1 through 5. It is a time, oh God, for us to stir up the gifts, unleash the fire in your children. Give us the passion, oh Lord, to wait on you, to declare your word, to declare it and stand on it, believing you, oh God. For as we give your word in declaration and in decree, heaven will honor and you will establish it, for you said that you would. You are good to us, and because of your mercy and your grace, oh God, we declare it to the world so the world may be free. And we speak, oh God, to the enemy that he will be bound, and that the enemy, as they gather back, as the sun comes up, oh God, we cancel their activity. We cancel their agenda. Oh God, we declare and we demand the morning to shine through the Son of Jesus Christ in our life. Stir up our gifts, oh God. Cause us to no longer be sleep, as your word said, for us not to be as those that sleep, but being watchful, being prayerful, sounding the alarm in lives of holiness, oh Heavenly Father. Pray as we go forth in this fourth watch. We go forth, oh Lord, depending and confident that you will do what you said you will do, that your judgment will come to the world, oh Heavenly Father, that the enemy is defeated and he no longer has power or authority over us. We come in the confidence of the power of the resurrection, Jesus Christ. We come, O God, as new creatures, no longer bound, but free, no longer subject to the power of the enemy, but living in the light and life of through Jesus Christ. We thank you that Jesus walked on water to bring deliverance to his disciples, oh God. Let our faith be a walk on water faith, so it brings deliverance to the world through our living, through our standing, through the confidence of that which you have placed in our spirit to stir up and to give in passion and love to the people. Lord, we worship you and we lift you up as you have commanded us, so that you will draw all men unto you, and that every knee will bow, and the enemy does know that he is defeated, and he will know that we know that he is defeated, and he can no longer deceive us, O Heavenly Father, but he will become confused. And as we bring this in heaven's hearing, as the ladder of Jacob going up and down, the angels bringing down the protection, bringing down the peace, bringing down the comfort that we need through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, so that as we stand unshaken. But as we stand unshaken, we shake everything out that is not like you. And we thank you, O God, and we pray this in faith of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Hallelujah. Let us continue in prayer.
Again, all the lines are open as you feel led by the Spirit to read the Word of God or to pray. We encourage you to do so. Again, all the lines are open. You would just need to unmute your phone and be released.
Yes.
Be released in this time to pray in your heavenly tongue, to pray in your language, to communicate with God. And we join in with you in accordance to the Word of God, praying his word, praying without ceasing right now in this hour.
We worship you, O God. We beseech you, O Father, on behalf of your children, on behalf of the church, on behalf of the world, O God, that you will come forth, receive our worship, receive our prayer. Incline your ear as we petition. Incline your ear.
Come down, come down, come down. Ooh.
your boundaries for the future. We need to ask the Lord to set his boundaries for our future. Present ourselves to him and tell him that we are not willing to go into the day without him. That's Exodus 34 and 2. Minister Katie, could you give us that prayer?
We come thanking him.
Hello?
We come thanking him for another day we have not seen and will not see again. We ask him to make the crooked road straight and the rough road smooth. Let your angels camp around about us. Give them authority to keep us from all harm and danger, seen and unseen. Bind the enemy off the left. Bind him off our right. Bind him off our heart, mind, and soul, and we'll forever thank you.
Alan.
Go before us and make the crooked road straight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Let's do that. Lead us and guide us. Be in our workplace this morning.
Yeah.
Be in our home. Let us lead us away and bring us safely back home. Let us find our home the way we have left it. And we'll forever thank you. We'll forever give you the praise. Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Continue in prayer, Minister Pat.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we bow in worship and praise before you. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus Christ, and we claim the protection of the blood for our families, our finances, our homes, our church, our spirit, soul, and body. We surrender ourselves completely in every area of our life to you. We take a stand against all the working of the devil that will try and hinder us and our family from best serving you. We address ourselves only to the true and living God who has all power and control over everything. Satan, we command you and all of your demon forces of darkness in the name of Jesus to leave our presence. We bring the blood of Jesus Christ between the devil and our family, our home, our church family, our finances, our spirit, soul, and body. We declare, therefore, that Satan and his wicked spirits are subject to us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Furthermore, in our own life today, we destroy and tear down all the strongholds of Satan and smash the plans of Satan that has been formed against us and our families, Lord. We tear down the strongholds of the devil against our mind, and we surrender our mind to you, blessed Holy Spirit. We affirm, Heavenly Father, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Therefore, we resist the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, and we refuse to doubt. We refuse to worry because we have authority, all power over the enemy, and nothing by any means can hurt us. Luke 10:19. We claim complete and absolute victory over the force of darkness in the name of Jesus. And we bind the devil and command him to loose our peace, our joy, our prosperity, and every member of our family for the glory of God and our faith. We call it done. We break and smash the stronghold of Satan formed against our emotions today. And we give our emotions to you, Lord Jesus. We destroy the stronghold of Satan against our body today. And we give our body to you, Lord Jesus, realizing that we that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, First Corinthians 3:16 and 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Again, we cover ourselves with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray that the Holy Spirit will bring all the work of the crucifixion, all the work of the resurrection, all the work of the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ into our lives today. We surrender our life and possession to you. We refuse to fear, worry, or to be discouraged in the name of Jesus. We will not hate, envy, or show any type of bitterness toward our brothers or sisters or our enemies, but we will love them with the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, open up our eyes and show us areas of our life that did not please you, and give us the strength, the grace, and the wisdom to remove any sin or weight that will prevent our close fellowship with you, Lord. Work in us to cleanse us from all grounds that will give the devil a foothold against us. We claim in every way the victory of the cross over all Satan forces in our lives. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with thanksgiving, and we welcome all the ministry of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah. Can we continue in prayer, Minister Katie? Hallelujah. Give me some 4 digits.
Okay. Amen. It's 4764.
Call it 4764.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you and we praise you and we lift you up right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we honor you that you have given us this time this morning to come before you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we do plead the blood of Jesus over every family and every ministry that is represented here, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would cover us from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we call upon you to increase our vision, God, that we would be able to see the enemy as he comes. God, I ask that you would shine the light upon him, God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, so that we can see him when he is coming, God, and we can pray his kingdom down, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we are no longer in agreement with his wiles and his demonic ways, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pull down all strongholds and all hindrances that would keep us from being in alignment with you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask that in our ministries and in our personal lives, God, and in our spiritual lives, God, that we would be able to see him coming, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. That our vision would be increased, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the scabs would be pulled from our eyes, God, so that we can see further than we've ever seen before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And when we look, God, that we would always see the enemy coming from any direction that he's coming from, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And God, I ask in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that you would strengthen us, God, and give us the wisdom and the knowledge to know what to do and what to say, God, when we see him coming, God, that we would step on him and keep him under our feet, God, that we would no longer or ever be in agreement with him, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that we would pray and that we would minister and everything that we would do would be out of your strength, God, and not out of our strength right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we honor you this morning, God. We honor you this morning. You said seek me early, and if we would seek you, God, that we would find you, and we are seeking you, Father. We are seeking you not just for ourselves, God. We're seeking you for your people, God. We're seeking you for your children, God. We're standing in the gap and we're becoming prayer for them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would gird up our loins, God, and keep us strengthened, God, and keep us with endurance, God, and give us dunamis power, God, from on high, God, that we would trust and believe in you, God, that we would understand and know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, help us to understand, Father. Help us to understand not just who we are, God, but who you are, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to be in strategic position and strategic alignment with you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we praise you. Oh,
yes.
God, we thank you. We lift our spouses and our mothers and fathers and our children and our family members up to you, God. We lift the strangers up to you, God, that we haven't even encountered yet, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift the gangbangers up to you and the drug dealers and the whores and the prostitutes, God, and the liars and the cheats and the thieves, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, God, that they would seek you, God, that they would desire to find out who you are, God. Who you are, God. And those of us who claim Christianity, God, that we would seek you even the more, God. Even the more, God, that we would desire to know who you are and to have more knowledge and more relationship with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, not just when we want to, God, but when you want to. God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that when you call upon us, God, that we listen, that we stop what we are doing, Father, that we listen, that we take the time out for you, God. We have been known to take the time out for our sins and for things that are not in alignment with you, Father, and things that are in alignment with you, Father. And I pray, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that we hear your voice when you call us, Father, that we obey when you call us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we bow down, that we worship you, that we reverence you, God, that we respect you, God, that we honor you from this moment on, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that we have love and respect for one another, Father, and that we have love and respect for ourselves. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for who you are in our lives this morning, God. We thank you for who you are in our lives tomorrow and the next day and the next day. We thank you for who you are in our crisis, God. We thank you that wherever we are and whatever we're doing, God, be it good, bad, or indifferent, that you're there, because in your words you said you would never leave us, nor would you forsake us, Father. And we thank you, God. We thank you for being there every moment of every day, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, that we count it an honor to serve you, God. We thank you for not just the happiness that we have, but the joy that's down in our souls, God, for you, God, and the love that we have for you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you that you give us something to look forward to every day, God. We thank you for the breath that we take, God, because it's not ours, it's yours. You've given it to us. You've given it to us as a gift, God. And we thank you, God. Teach us how to honor the gifts that you've given us even more, God. Teach us, Father. Continue to teach us, God. Continue to give us that spirit to learn, God. Continue to give us that spirit to thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And we pray and we honor you, God. Give us to understand that our praise and communication could be speaking, God. It could be listening. It could be singing. It could be humming, God. Give us to understand that we don't have to do it like somebody else does it, because that's not how you made us. You made us individuals, God. and that we each individually would take the time to seek you and spend time with you and be with you and love you and allow you to love us, Father. And we thank you, God. We thank you for the mindset, God. We thank you for the open heart, God. We thank you for the open line of communication to you, God. We thank you, God. Help us to no longer take it for granted if we did and if we didn't. Oh, God, praise be to your name. Praise be to your name, Father.
Yes, God.
Praise be to your name, Father. Praise be to your name, Abba, Father. And we thank you.
Yes.
And, oh, God, we love
yes.
you. Oh, we love you, Father. We love you. We love you, Father. From the depths of our souls, God, we thank you for every tear that we shed, that you count them, God. We thank you, God, that you love us as much as the grains of sand on the beaches, God. We thank you, God. We thank you that our heart beats for you, God, and that your heart beats for us, Father. We thank you, God, that we lift our heads up, God. We lift our eyes up, God, to seek you, God, that we accept your embrace, God. We look for it. We seek it. We desire it, Father, and we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for a voice to be able to call on the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you, God, that we live in a place where we have the freedom to call on you. We have the freedom to worship you, God. We have the freedom to just pick up a Bible, open it, and read it, God. We thank you. We
thank
you,
God.
We thank you, God, for the freedom that you give us, God, day by day by day by day. God, we thank you for the freedom.
Thank you.
We thank you for the freedom to acknowledge you and to worship you, Father. We thank you for that freedom, God. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we don't take that freedom for granted. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that every day that we call on your name, not just because we want something or desire something, but God, just because we just want to hear the name of Jesus come through our spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We praise you.
Thank you.
We honor you. We love you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Jesus.
Thank you. Mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Caller
thank you.
Hallelujah. Call it 1680. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Time to ask the Lord to open the heavens and connect heaven and earth where we call her 32. Call her 1132. We want to continue. And worship, yes. Thank you. Yes.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you this morning, oh God. We just thank you, oh God, that we can rise, Heavenly Father, just as a people, oh God, in this watch, oh God. Oh God, we thank you that you have positioned us, Heavenly Father, as you did Jacob, our Heavenly Father, just sitting, oh God, under an open heaven, oh God, with the angels ascending, oh God, and descending, oh God.
Yeah.
We thank you for every portal, Heavenly Father, that you will allow to be open in this watch hour even now, Heavenly Father. Because that portal is open, Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, that we can ask, oh Heavenly Father, and you'll send angels. You'll give us charge, Heavenly Father, to be able to just release into the atmosphere the things that are necessary, oh God, so that we may continue to be a victorious people. Oh, Father, thank you for having thine own way, oh, God. Thank you for teaching us the wisdom, oh, God, and knowledge to know, oh, God, how to speak a thing in this watch hour even now, oh, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that even now you are allowing portals not just to be opened from heaven to earth, O God, but from earth to earth, O God. And so where the places are desolate, O God, where the places are dry, O God, we can speak and reach out, O God, because we are even now, O God, just being teleported to these areas even now spiritually, oh God, to be able to look around, oh God, and just cry forth, oh God, for what's needed in this earth realm, oh God. We lack you, oh God, but we desire you more, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that even now, oh God, as you are just pointing out, oh God, what is necessary, oh God, and as we are, things are being broken, oh God, and families, oh God, those things that we have acquired, oh God, against our own will, oh God, things that were passed down through generations, oh God, we thank you that they're just being broken even now, Heavenly Father. We thank you, oh God, that here's the revelation in this, oh God, that we can be in two places at the same time, oh God, because we are seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places, oh God, and wherever Christ is, we are there also, oh God. And so, Father, oh God, because that authority, oh God, has been given to us as well, oh God, we use it, oh God, not lightly, oh God, but with wisdom, oh God, to break even now, oh God, every trap that the enemy has tried to set up, oh God, to get people, oh God, to disrupt their day, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that every trap, oh God, is just going to foil on the enemy, oh God. We thank you, oh God. He is horrendous. He's weak, oh God. And so we can beat up on him even now, oh God. And we stand strong, oh God. We thank you for the strength of the family, our Heavenly Father. Anything that's not like us that's been acquired, oh God, through the ages, oh God, is broken even now because you have allowed light to shine, oh God, in these desolate places, oh God. You said, let there be light, oh God. And in that light, there is everything that we need, oh God, to be able to move forward, oh God. And substances are coming out of substances, oh God. And so we can speak a thing even now, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that we are just gathering together, oh God, because it is necessary, oh God, in this watch, in this hour. And so, Father, we love you, and we obey you, O Heavenly Father. O God, you are sovereign, O God. And so we thank you, O God, even as you teach us to war, O God, even in this time, O God. We are commanding the morning, O God. We are speaking unto this day, O God. We are speaking it so, O God. We know that every disruption, O God, is going to work out for our good, O God. So every negative thing is going to work out for the good, O God. We thank you because your word, it cannot even return to us void, O God. And so we band together even now, O God. We thank you for the strength that is being released into this realm even now, O God. We thank you, because the most important thing, oh God, is the promise that you have made. You said, you hear us, oh God. You hear us. So we thank you for the portal that leads directly to your ear, oh God. And because you hear us, oh God, and because you are speaking back, oh God, we can take hold of that thing even now, and we can declare it as you have said it clearly. So thank you for opening up our ears so that we can hear it, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for putting the words in our mouths, oh God, touching our tongues, oh God, with those hot coals, oh God, so that we may speak accurately, oh God. Thank you even now, oh God, and we bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Caller. The last two. Caller 1680. Caller 1680. We want to let the Lord show us how to meet him in the midst of our faith being tested, according to Genesis 22 and 3. Let the Lord show us how to meet him in the midst of our faith being tested, watching for him to reveal himself to us as Jehovah Jireh for the dawn of this new day. Hallelujah. Any caller on the line that would like to go forth with that prayer focus, you may do so now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Read it again.
Absolutely.
Overseas.
To let the Lord show us how to meet him in the midst of our faith being tested, and that we watch for him to reveal himself to us as Jehovah Jireh. Teach us to wait on the Lord, even when we're tested, as we are tested, as our faith is tested.
Okay. Abba Father, glorious in majesty, mighty in power. The all-seeing and all-knowing one. God, we give you glory this morning. We give you honor in the place that's due you, which is every space and every time and every place.
Yeah.
Thanking you for the opportunity to come before the throne of grace, realizing that not everyone gets to do so in this hour, Lord God, realizing that not everyone makes, Lord God, to the throne of grace, Lord God, giving you that glory and giving you that honor, Lord God, for the invitation to stand before you on behalf of your people, on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of our families and our individual houses of worship and our individual houses of prayer. God, thanking you that you pronounced over us that we are a house of prayer. Thanking you, Lord God, for teaching us what that looks like on today. God, we give you glory and we give you honor for the assignments that you placed over our lives in this hour, Lord God, for such a time as this, oh God. Thanking you, Lord God, for the strategy and the plans, Lord God, that you've laid before us so plainly, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, that you shod our feet, Lord God, with the preparation of the gospel to be able to walk this path, Lord God, to prepare the soil, Lord God, for those that follow, Lord God, along. God, I give you glory and honor and praise for all that you've laid out before us, oh God. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord God, that you've strengthened us in a place, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, that this is the hour where you're strengthening what remains, oh God. And God, we don't leave anyone behind either, oh God. God, I hear the voice of one crying, Lord God. I hear the voice of one crying, Lord God. Why have you left me? Why have you forsaken me? Oh God, we reach out for that one sheep, Lord God, that one that's caught in the thicket, even so right now, oh God. We reach out for that one on today, oh God. Allow them to see your hand, Lord God, and to reach for you in a place that they've not been able to. God, allow them not to be pining away for what was, but reaching forward to you who is. Oh God, we give you glory and we give you honor in this space, Lord God. And we give you glory and we give you honor, oh God, for this time, Lord God. We give you glory and we give you honor, Lord God, where we've not been able to praise you before, oh God. God, I thank you for enlightening our eyes and for opening our deaf ears, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, how the open heaven follows us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we'll be diligent watchers over this portal that you set us in charge of, Lord God, to watch and to pray over, oh God. I give you glory and honor and praise for just that, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we realize in this hour that greater are they who are with us than those of our enemies. God, I thank you that in this hour, Lord God, that you've arrested some things in the spirit realm, Lord God, that won't be able to go forward today based on the plots and plans of the enemy, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're causing some divine miscarriages in the wounds of the enemy at this hour, Lord God, that some things just won't come forward, Lord God, because the watchman was on the wall, Lord God, that they had eyes, Lord God, like x-ray vision to be able to see into the night, oh God, that they're able to see, Lord God, that they're able to see, Lord God, in places where the enemy has been hiding, Lord God, that he can't hide, Lord God, because you've scoped him out, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that the brightness of your light reveals the darkness, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we're able to see so much more, Lord God, because of the brightness of your glory that rests upon us, oh God. I give you glory and I give you honor and I give you praise, Lord God, that you've used something as small as myself, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you choose to use us, Lord God, while we're wondering why you even bother with us, while we're wondering why you even take a second look at us at all, why you even look in our direction, Lord God. While our minds have been narrowed, you still looked our way, oh God. I give you glory, honor, and praise for that, that you don't forget us, Lord God. According to the Rhema word that was released in the house today, God, that we can't even mess it up, oh God, that you knew what we were going to do before we did it, and you still looked in our direction, Lord God. I thank you that the dawning light of our lives, Lord God, is still shining regardless of how we see it, Lord God. Allow us not to continue to hang our heads low, Lord God, but to look up and to be able to see you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that in this hour, Lord God, you're teaching us to keep our lamps trimmed and burning, Lord God, that we'll be ready when the bridegroom comes. I thank you, Lord God, that you've prepared us, Lord God, with our armor on this year, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that you've grown us up in a place, Lord God, that we're now big enough to wear that armor, oh God. That we're now, Lord God, our armor is being placed upon us, Lord God, the armor that you strategically made for us, Lord God, that it looks like you, oh God. I give you glory and I give you honor and I give you praise for that, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you put us in charge of some things, Lord God. You've handcrafted some things, Lord God, specifically for us, oh God. I give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord God, that what you've placed in us, Lord God, we will write on the tables, Lord God, that you've set before us to write, oh God. Even though our minds are seemingly blocked, Lord God, that we don't know what to put to parchment, Lord God, but that thing will come forth right now, Lord God. I thank you and praising you, Lord God, that the library of heaven is open, Lord God, and I thank you that the books that are written there with our names on it, Lord God, come forth in this hour, oh God. The world is in such need, oh God, to hear your word, oh God. Oh God, the world is in such a state of need of you, oh God. Don't allow us to slumber. Don't allow us to sleep, interrupt our sleep, Lord God, where it needs to be interrupted on behalf of your people, oh God. Oh, the blood of our children are crying out in the street, oh God, yet we sit behind our four walls and we don't go and rescue them. God, show us what needs to be done, Lord God, and allow us to march forward. Don't allow us to tarry any longer, oh God, while the blood of our children are crying out in the streets, oh God. God, we send this prayer on the wings of your Clydean winds, Lord God of the Spirit, to cover our city, Lord God, to thwart the plans of the enemy where our children are concerned, and specifically our black children, Lord God, specifically our black young boys, Lord God. I thank you for a covering and a hedge, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the vices and the grips, Lord God, that have gripped their minds, Lord God, to be released, oh God. I thank you even so right now, Lord God, that you know the names of each and every one of them, Lord God, that's out in the streets, even at this hour, wondering and looking for something and not knowing what it is, Lord God, but it's you that they're seeking. God, meet them on the street corners, Lord God. Meet them in the back rooms, Lord God. Meet them where they are, Lord God, even so right now. The one that's just driving around, Lord God, looking for something and not understanding what it is, Lord God. Allow them to have an encounter with you, Lord God, an encounter not much different than my own, Lord God. Were it not for those encounters that you placed before me in my life, Lord God, I wouldn't have known to seek you, oh God. But you placed that hunger and that seek in me, Lord God. You showed me some things, Lord God, that early
in life, Lord God, set me on a path. God, I ask you, Lord God, to allow their feet, Lord God, to turn a corner and to see you and to seek after and want to know what it is. What it is, Lord God, to be a member of the kingdom, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for this strategic time, even so right now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the notions and the potions that the enemy has planned, Lord God, in this hour, Lord God, that their cauldrons spill over, Lord God, and that their witchcraft be wasted, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that the earth won't even receive it, Lord God, but that it will nullify the potions of witchcraft that have been crafted in this hour. God, we remember the charge that you gave, Lord God, in Genesis, Lord God, where you told, where you commanded some things to happen in the earth realm, Lord God. We remember that covenant and that charge in the beginning, Lord, that where you made us, Lord God. And we remember that our beginnings, Lord God, and we don't forget that charge at all, Lord God, that we move forward, Lord God, and how you gave us dominion over some things, Lord God, and we begin to take back that dominion. Even so, right now, Lord God, we thank you. Well, I thank you, Lord God, for how you've shown me that how you take care of the birds and the sparrow, Lord God, that not one falls to the earth that you don't know about. You attend the funeral of those that fall, Lord God, and we don't see them lying around anywhere because you bury them, oh God. And even greater than that, Lord God, they sleep on branches, Lord God. You provide their food on a daily basis. They don't have refrigerators, Lord God. So we know that you'll provide even greater for us, Lord God. You made us in your image, Lord God, and you won't leave your image lacking in any way, shape, or form. God, we know and we understand, Lord God, that some things are subject to us. So we call forth, Lord God, the miracles, the signs and the wonders, Lord God, that should follow us. We call forth, Lord God, those that are with us that you've placed on assignment and given charge over us, Lord God, to be in their places working, Lord God. Allow us to understand the assignment of those that you give in charge over us, Lord God, where they hear the word, Lord God, coming from our mouth, Lord God, that they're charged, Lord God, to fulfill it. Even so, in Jesus' name, I pray, oh God, I thank you, I give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord God, for everything that you've allowed to echo in the earth realm, even so right now and around the world. I thank you, Lord God, for this space and this time. I give you glory, honor, and praise. It is in the matchless name of Jesus that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God.
O God, we just pray now.
Heavenly Father, Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. Heavenly Father, we thank you. God, we also ask, O God, because in order to meet you, Heavenly Father, we have to give up our Isaac. Oh God, teach us to let the thing that we hold so dear to our heart go. We already know that you provided a ram in the bush, Heavenly Father. But we thank you, oh God, that in a place where you are testing our faith, oh God, teach us to be disciplined, oh God. Teach us to not want those things that are so dear to us, oh God, whether it's family, oh God, or job, oh God, or finances, oh God. We know what it is, oh God, and we let those things go willingly, Heavenly Father, so that we can meet you in the midst of what's happening, oh God. Oh God, because when we worship you in spirit and in truth, oh God. And so, Father, we thank you, oh God, that in that testing you can trust us, oh God, to be able to release it, Heavenly Father, because in releasing it, oh God, we'll meet you. because what it's saying is that you are watching us very intensely, oh God, and intently, oh God, and you are seeing where our hearts, so that you know where we stand, oh God. As Abraham gave up his son, oh God, for you, oh God, you gave up your son for us, oh God, and so we give up our sons, oh God, to be able, oh God, to meet you in this place and in this hour. And so, Father, we just love you even now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. As we come to near a close, we like to encourage everyone to daily, in this fourth prayer walk, come before the Lord and command your morning. We declare that the first light will shake the wickedness from the four corners of the earth. We are strategically lined up with the ladder that touches the third heaven and sits on the earth. And the angels are descending and ascending according to the words that we speak. Whatever is bound or loosed on earth is already bound or loosed in heaven. Revelation, healing, deliverance, salvation, peace, joy, relationships, resources, promotion, and finances that have been demonically blocked are now being loosed unto us now. Let everybody on the line say now. Shout
now.
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 Shout
now.
Now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now.
Let us be continuously blessed. And as we command the morning and capture the day, time is being redeemed. The people of God are taking authority over the fourth watch of the day. The spiritual airways and highways are being hijacked for Jesus Christ. The atmosphere and airways over me and my family, my church, the workplace, the ministry, the neighborhood, the nations, and the people of God and the world is producing a new climate. This new climate is constructing of God's stronghold in times of trouble. The thinking of people will be conducive to the agenda of heaven. Every demonic agenda, evil thought, pattern, design against the agenda of the kingdom of heaven is destroyed at the root of its inception in the name of Jesus Christ. And as laborers for Christ, Word Life Center and Ministry goes forth into this season of commanding the airwaves over the computer, over the TV, over the radio, and we speaking it on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are no longer will we accept anything that is less than what God has for his people. We declare that the kingdom of God has come and the will of God will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And as the sun rises, let it shine favorably upon God's people daily. Let our destiny be fulfilled and our portion be known to us. And let the Lord give us dominion. He has given us dominion over all the elements and the works of our hands. And we command to walk in this dominion daily. We decree and declare a new day, a new season, and a fresh anointing. And we decree that our destiny is inevitable. It shall come to pass as God has established it. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every principality, power, and ruler in darkness and spiritual wickedness in high place, assigned against the purpose of God, of this ministry, of his church, and we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command our morning. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for inclining your ear and hearing the plea of your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have victory. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad, exceedingly glad in it, and we will not give it up to the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyone else desiring, please come forth.
So, Father, we glorify you and we exalt you. Father, we thank you for this fourth watch. We thank you for what it represents within the body of Christ. We thank you that this watch of time of deliverance and resurrection speaks prophetically to every dormant and redemptive gift within the body of Christ. We thank you that your word says in Joel that it is at a time where the church is or where the body is without joy and without purpose. And so, Father, we thank you that the seed will not be squandered. It has not fallen on bad soil, but it has fallen on good soil and will produce. And so, Father, we speak to the joy and the peace, Lord God, that is to be within the body of Christ. We speak to its redemptive producing power, and we tell it to come forth. We speak to every gift, and we speak every dormant gift that is within the body of Christ that has been silenced because of fear, because of insecurity, because it doesn't look like another one, because of ignorance. We speak to it and we decree and demand it to come forth. We decree that it will not just come forth, but it will come forth and produce great power. We thank you, Lord God, for the gift that you've given to the body of Christ. We thank you for resurrection power that is not specific to a season, Lord God, but has been released, Lord God, to be available throughout the life of the body of Christ. And so we speak to resurrection power to come forth, to find a home, Lord God, to find a breathing and a manifestation, Lord God, within the local assemblies, within the body of Christ, within the kingdom, within the church. We decree, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that as wickedness has been shaken out of the four corners of the earth, Lord God, it has been shaken out of us in such a way, Lord God, that your purpose, Lord God, comes forth and proclaims and speaks, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that everything, all of the potential, Lord God, that has died in the body of Christ, Lord God, would be resurrected, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that every gift that has been held hostage, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that it would be released and free to flow, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, not just for resurrection power, but for redemptive power, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're entering into the breaking of day, Lord God. And so, God, we thank you that darkness is being broken open, Lord God, by day, naturally speaking, and then spiritually speaking. So may the spirit of darkness that hovers over situations and circumstances and people and ministries and churches and just even over our nations, Lord God, may it be broken open, Lord God, by the eternal principle, Lord God, and the eternal power, Lord God, that you have placed in us, Lord God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we would come to understand the divine purpose. We would understand why we even gather, Lord God, in the watches and what to anticipate. And so, Father, we pray for the manifestation of the power of each watch, Lord God, to manifest in each life of the believer. We're many members but one body, Lord God. So if every member allows the manifestation of the power of the fourth watch to manifest, Father God, then we realize, Lord God, the global impact that we'll have just because you are who you are. Father, we pray, Lord God, that we would dare to believe, Lord God, that anything can happen. Anything is possible, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that not only is anything possible, but just like during this watch is when the tomb of Jesus was rolled away. God, we thank you, Lord God, that those things that presumably seal us in a place, Lord God, actually has no power, and they are rolled away, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the releasing, Lord God, of power to the body of Christ. Father, we ask, Lord God, that all those, Lord God, who would humble themselves and pray, Lord God, that they would, that as we seek your face, Lord God, as we turn, Lord God, from wicked ways, Lord God, that we would come to see your purpose in the land. God, your power in the land. Thank you, Lord God, that every reproach is rolled away from us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that as we see your power, we'll become your power, Lord God. Lord, we won't look for where you were. We will realize, Lord God, where you're at, Lord God, because we become the manifestation of who you are in the earth realm, Lord God. You declared that we would do greater work. So, Father God, we just apostolically and prophetically decree, Lord God, that each individual, Lord God, each household that is represented, Lord God, on this call, Lord God, would do greater works, would be the greater works, Lord God, would manifest the greater works, Lord God, in their lives, on their jobs, in the marketplace, Lord God, just in every aspect, in their marriages, in their finances, Lord God. We speak the greater to be, Lord God. Father God, may we seek from looking for something to happen, Lord God, waiting, and may we come into the realization that it is happening, Lord God, because it's actually already done, because it's already been written. So we decree that that which you have written, Lord God, would manifest, and as you manifest it, Lord, we thank you that we position ourselves for you to use us. So, Father, we render up ourselves to be used for the full manifestation of your glory in this earth realm. And we bless you for it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord God, release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning and make us a house of prayer. Hallelujah. Into your day victorious. Enter victorious. Hallelujah. Not just for today, but for every morning, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Make a commitment to command the morning. Make a commitment. Give birth to the will of God and the light to shine so the dark shakes from its place. Make a commitment to come in with the heaven, declare the glory of God. Every day of the month of April. Hallelujah. Let your light break forth in my life as the morning break forth from God. Hallelujah. Father of Christ, we declare your Lord over this army of God, go forth in victory. They speak your day and your daily speech, but as a soldier, knowing your assignment, confidence in victory, having studied your strategy and have got out from the resurrection.
I want to see your face.
Plain this day for our Lord.
Make me a house. Oh, make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. May the fire of my love turn never burn out. The fire of my love turn never burn out.
The fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Bring heaven down on earth. And we come to the heaven. Declare a holiness Lord, we have that is our focus, that is our heart, that is our
joy. I want to seek your face, seek
that
your
is
face, oh Lord.
The fire, the passion of the fire. And if open us, I cry that the word of the be the book of
God.
Our word is out. Our word is full of
you.
Our word is full of hope. That our word will become powerful and powerful.
Lord, I want to seek your face, seek your face, oh Lord. Make me your house, make me your house of prayer, a house of prayer.
No longer anything anymore. The kingdom of God has come. Sunrise, let it shine. God, let the walk of Christ, let the walk of our God, walk perfect. Let the walk in every step. Let it sit the best out of this world, that the world start trembling as the people of God go forth like children walking around the wall, not saying a word, just joining and supporting God. That our steps take the foundation of it, that us stand confident on the Lord. As you go forth today, realize you are riding on the morning. It's a new day of every day, a new day of when we resurrect I get the power of God. Did not know before storm. Seek him. Who are you seeking? Lord, Lord, Master, Savior. Lover of my soul, O God, Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that which we have sacrificed for our Lord and our God, he will renew us, go forth with a freshness as though rest has come to you, not from without, but from within, deep from within. Let our eyes look alert and our spirits be sharpened as we go forth in this day, not tired and weary, but refreshed and revived, renewed, regenerated, and focused. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But we will meet online again, May 5th, 5/5/2016, and we will do the 5th prayer watch. But as we do prayer watches, let us not forget, we are tuned to the Holy Spirit so that he will reveal to us the one that we are to commit ourselves to, so that there is a continuous flow of prayer going forth for the will of God to be done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rejoice and be excited.